BlackRock runs 5 BRRRs in tax-deferred Bitcoin to ETF swaps. BlackRock has processed about $5 billion of in-kind conversions that move spot Bitcoin directly into shares of its iShares Bitcoin Trust, according to a Bloomberg report shared by Cointelegraph on August 26, 2026. Robbie Michnick, who leads digital assets at BlackRock, framed the activity as widening access, with the swaps available to institutions for as little as $1 million. Bitcoin traded at $78,639 at the time of the report, down 0.2% on the day, but up roughly 22% over the prior week. The detail that matters is the word in-kind. Rather than selling Bitcoin for cash and buying the ETF, an eligible institution hands its actual BTC to the fund and receives IBIT shares in return. No sale happens in the middle. For a U.S. taxpayer sitting on large unrealized gains, that difference decides whether a portfolio reshuffle costs them a capital gains bill or defers it. The tax mechanic behind the 5BA figure: an in-kind exchange treats the Bitcoin and the fund shares as economically the same underlying asset, so the transfer is not a disposal that crowns a taxable event. The holder keeps their original cost basis and carries it into the ETF position. Tax is deferred until they eventually sell the shares, not paid at the moment of conversion. That is the entire appeal for a fund, family office, or corporate treasury that bought Bitcoin years ago at a fraction of today's price. Selling to reallocate into a regulated wrapper would surface every dollar of appreciation at once. The in-kind route lets them keep the exposure, gain the ETF's custody and reporting structure, and leave the tax clock running. Spot Bitcoin ETFs in the U.S. only gained in-kind creation and redemption after a rule change cleared it. The early funds launched in January 2024 with cash-only creations, which forced authorized participants to sell or buy actual crypto around each order. In-kind mechanics remove that friction and let the plumbing behave like it does for commodity and equity ETFs. Access starting near one Noatlern Michnick's expanding access point is about who can use this. A $1 million floor is not retail, but it is well below the threshold most people assume for bespoke institutional structuring. It opens the door to smaller funds and larger individual holders who want the wrapper without eating a gains bill to get there. The $5 billion already run through the process is a volume signal more than a price one. It says demand exists for a compliant path out of directly held Bitcoin and into a fund that a mandate auditor or board can accept. IBIT remains the largest of the U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs, and concentrating in-kind flow there reinforces its lead. For everyday holders, the takeaway is narrower. This is not a new way for a retail investor to dodge taxes on their coins. It is institutional infrastructure, and the tax treatment depends on jurisdiction and specific circumstances. Anyone weighing a similar move should treat this as reporting, not advice, and talk to a tax professional. Rules on unrealized and realized gains differ sharply by country, as recent debates in Canada over taxing unrealized Bitcoin gains on emigration have shown. The red for the wider market: none of this changed Bitcoin's price on the day. BTC held near $78,639, ETH sat at $2,046, and the broader fear and greed index printed 80, or extreme greed, a reading driven by the week's rally rather than this ETF plumbing story. In-kind conversion shift where Bitcoin is custodied and how it is reported. They do not add or remove net demand. What they do is lower the cost of institutions committing to the asset through a familiar structure. A fund that can move in without a tax penalty is more likely to move in at all. Over time, that widens the base of holders using ETFs as their access point, which is a structural tailwind even when it produces no candle on the chart. For crypto users who prefer to hold their own keys, the contrast is worth noting. The ETF path trades self-custody for a regulated wrapper and its tax and reporting conveniences. Anyone who would rather keep coins under their own control and still spend them can look at self-custody card options instead, where the trade-offs run the other way.